recollections of Steve Eichholm?
Great, great. First of all, great, great guy. Steve was a huge in my some of the things that I was able to do in Philadelphia. A lot of it came from his insight and helping me out. You know, great human being. You know, great guy to talk to. Very approachable, and he's a straight shooter as well. You know, he's gonna let you know exactly what's going on, what he feels, and what he thinks. And but you know, he's one of those individuals that you know it's a genuine thing. And you can tell he really cares about his players because, you know, we had a real, real tight relationship.
Even if it's not what you wanted to hear maybe at that moment?
What? Absolutely.
He'll tell you.
Absolutely.
Either way, good or bad, up or down?
Absolutely. And like I said, it's not from a place of arrogance, not from a place of pride, not from a place of any other place, but from a place of, you know, caring about the individual. And that's who Steve is for me.
Do you think he'd be a head coach?
Did I think? Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Not as quick as it happened. Obviously, going to the Giants that year and having the success he had, and then, you know, that next year, obviously, we know what happened. But I didn't think it would be that quick, but I was definitely excited for him that he got that opportunity.
Anybody else?
Brian, the couple plays during the Monday night game, if you had a chance to, you know, look back at them and figure out what happened.
Oh, absolutely. Those are the things that happen in football games. This is not my first rodeo. This is not my first time, you know, making mistakes in ball games. It's a part of the game. It's just something that as an individual you have to be able to check it out, look at it for yourself, and you know, and learn from it. It's just like I said, it's one of those things that happens in football. This is no I didn't invent anything by making mistakes in games. Just something that happens.
Even after 15 seasons, do you fit still? What do you still find yourself learning from tough games like Monday?
Which, you know, the things you should always, I don't care if you play for 30 years, you should always learn something in the game of football. If you don't, then you feel like you've arrived. And anytime you feel like you've arrived to a certain position, you're going to come back down here. Something's going to happen to you. So I'm always trying to learn, see if I can grasp something, whether it be from the playing field, something I've done on the football field, or something I've seen on film that somebody else did that I can learn from. That's always my position. I'm always trying to learn.
A couple of rookie cornerbacks, Parrish Cox and Saquon, looks like they're going to play big roles this week. How have they progressed from what you've seen of them on the field this year?
Well, you haven't really got a chance to see Saquon. And a whole lot as far as being in, but I think people will be pleasantly surprised when you see him play. He's a guy that he's just one of those individuals that, though he's a young guy and age and as far as experience, he's dialed in to a veteran's you know, mindset, and that's always a plus when you have a guy with that talent who's dialed in the way he's dialed in. So you can, you know, he has an old soul to some, you know, some of my grandparents used to say. But, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised.